is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
Welcome to the Believer's Walk of Faith, empowering believers through teaching, preaching, and demonstration of the uncompromised Word of God to fulfill their highest calling and change this world through Jesus Christ, to glorify God in all we do, to train up and send out believers, to cover the whole earth with the knowledge of the Lord. Welcome to the Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston. Welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Oh, we have another exciting teaching. We're still teaching on this law of confession. Now, we're entitling this particular part of the series, Speak the Word Only. Now, in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 1, the Bible tells us to be ye imitators of God. Now, the Bible says that God lives on the inside of the believer. Well, if that's the case, and you want God to move in your life and He's inside of you, you're going to have to speak like Him. You're going to have to act like Him. You're going to have to say what God says so that God can do what He's wanted to do all the time. This is a powerful thing. Do you realize that if you speak like God, I'm telling you, then you speak His Word. If you speak His Word, you're going to be speaking like Him. The man, oh, you're just trying to be God. No, I'm a child of God, praise the Lord. And I'm saying what God says. If you speak God's Word, God watches over His Word and makes it good. I'm talking about it's time for you to do the impossible. Get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. Let's learn how. Let's go into it. It's called Speak the Word Only. The very finest of God can be yours if you believe and speak it. My point to you is that God has the very best for us, and many times what is keeping us from it is what we say. And sometimes we don't even know what we say is causing that, because many times what we say and when it happens, see, spiritual things they move in such a way that sometimes you forgot what you said, or you don't relate that to what happened. Are you following what I'm saying? Let me show you an example of that. Turn back to Genesis and Genesis chapter 31, please. All right, now this is when Laban had Jacob working for him, and Laban was getting rich because he had Jacob on salary. And every time Jacob, you know, looked like he was increasing, Laban would deceive him somehow in that salary, or steal some of whatever have you. But Jacob just couldn't get ahead. But then he got a word from the Lord. Next thing you know, he made a different arrangement with Laban and stopped living from payday to payday and started living by his faith. And then he got ahead and so forth and so on. Then as soon as he got enough money, accumulated everything, then he left town. He took his two wives, all them kids, boom, left town. Now, when he did that, he kind of stole away, if you will. Now, Laban wakes up, realizes that everybody's gone. He goes after him, catches up with him. Verse 30. And now, though thou wouldest needs be gone, because thou sore longest after thy father's house, yet wherefore hast thou stolen my God? Now, wait a minute. I know you're going home to your daddy, but why did you steal my property? You stole my false gods. Now, understand, Laban was he was a maker of false gods. He was a witchcraft man, an Obi man, you know. And look what it says in verse 31. And Jacob answered and said to Laban, Laban, I was afraid, for I said, peradventure thou wouldest take by force thy daughters from me. I thought if I told you I was leaving, you're going to take your daughters. Make me stay there. Look what he said in verse 32. With whomsoever thou findest thy gods, let him not live before our brethren. Before our brethren, discern thou what is thine with me, and take it to thee. For Jacob knew not that Rachel had what? Stolen them. He didn't know his wife stole the gods. Now, Rachel only had no business stealing them gods. Are you following what I'm saying? That now they're going to leave town. They got a bunch of money because he done took everything that Laban had. Now he's going to leave town, and she's going to go back and steal one of his God. Say amen to that. So I'm just telling you, don't bring your past into your future. Let that stuff stay in the past. Say amen to that. Now, then, let's go on over to 35, please. Genesis chapter 35. Look what it says in Genesis chapter 35. Have you got it? Look at verse 16. And they journeyed from Bethel, and there was but a little way to come to Ephrath. And Rachel travailed, and she had hard labor. Rachel was giving birth. And it came to pass, when she was in hard labor, that the midwife said to her, "Fear not, thou shalt have this son also." And it came to pass, as her soul was in departing, for she died, that she called his name Benoni. But his father called him who? Benjamin. And Rachel, what? Died and was buried in the ways of Ephrath, which is Bethlehem. Now, what happened to Rachel? She died. What do you think contributed to her death? She stole them gods. But because she stole the gods, what pronouncement did Jacob make? Whoever stole them gods, let them die. Now that's when they believe what they spoke. She died. Let's go over to Job, Job chapter 1. Don't tell me your mouth don't have something to do with your family. You speaking negative words over your marriage? No wonder you got trouble. Speak the word only. God didn't ask your opinion. As a believer, you're under a biblical mandate to say what God says. What you're supposed to say is yes, sir, and no, sir. And no excuse, sir. You get that word in your system and start speaking his word only, and the Bible talks about God gave Jesus a spirit without measure. I mean power without measure, because he always spoke the words of God. And that's what you want. You want it so when you say something, it's going to come to pass. That God will get right involved in it. God, it's hard for God to use somebody who can't control their mouth. Come on, I'm pulling the slack out of some rope here this morning. What would I got to do? I got to purge that out of your heart, see, because somehow you think words don't have nothing to do with it. But see, those two are linked, even though they're several chapters apart. Look what it says here in Job's book, in book of Job. Verse 2, and there was a man, and there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters, and his substance was also 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 she asses, and a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men in the where? East. So he was the richest man in that part of the country. He was it. Let's come on down to verse 9. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "Does Job fear you for naught?" Now, what did the Lord do? Let's look at verse 8. And the Lord said unto Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job?" You got your eyes on Job? That there's none like him in all this earth. He's perfect and upright. He feared me, and a chew stays away from reefer. I put that in there myself. That ain't in there, but I put that in there myself. I'm reading somebody's mail. Verse 9. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "Does Job fear you for naught? Has not thou made a what about him? A hedge about him?" Keep going. And about his what? House. Keep going. About all that he has. Come on every side. Now look at that. This is a marvelous truth. God makes a hedge around you. Not only around you, around what else? Your house, come on, not only around that, come on. Around everything you own. He's made it so that the devil can't touch none of it. And he did that with Job, and guess what? He did it with Adam. Now, what happened to the hedge? There was a breach in the spirit. Now, I read that out of Proverbs last time, talking about a breach caused by the tongue. You can cause a breach in the spirit. Why? Because your tongue is connected to your spirit. And it can cause a breach in the spirit. Natural things can't cause a breach. Spiritual. So what happens is your tongue, your mouth, and get that mouth running the wrong way, contrary to God's word, because you have authority and you got a free will to pick your words. See, you can pick your words. That's freedom, isn't it? I can pick the words I want to speak. And God wants you to be just like him. He can pick his words.
Glory, glory.
Now notice Job, and next thing you know, the Bible says in chapter 3 of Job, the thing that I feared most, what? Has come upon me. See? And who comes to bring imaginations in your mind contrary to God's word? It's the devil. It's called fiery what? Darts. It's like an arrow. He shoots an arrow through your mind. And that arrow is a thought. But what will happen if, wonder are they trying to steal my car? You done put a hedge around you. You done put a hedge around your car. Are y'all following me here? You see, we got to go back to the word. We got to stop listening to Pookie and them. They don't know. If they ain't been in here and been hearing the word of confession, they just been singing, please don't pass me by. And Jesus said, I'll never leave you or forsake you anyway. So that song is unbelief. What we need to do is say what God says. Speak the word only. He said, he'll never leave me nor forsake me. That means he'll never depart from you and he'll never let you down. Anytime you need him, he's right there to deliver you. Coming over to Job chapter 6, please. Glory to God. Say, I'll never have another down day. Say, I'll never be broke another day in my life. Let's go further. I'll never be sick another day in my life. In Jesus' name. Now, all that's the Bible. Now, I don't care what they done taught you and what my dear said, grandma said, and big mama said. I'm telling you what the Lord said and speak his word only. Let's root up all that other stuff that ain't got nothing to do with God. Look at Job chapter 6 and verse 23. Oh, deliver me from the enemy's hand. Here's Job. Now he's waking up now. Or redeem me, come on, from the hand of the mighty. Job chapter 6, verse 24. Teach me, keep going, and I will hold my what? Tongue, keep going. Cause me to understand where I have erred. Coming over to James. James chapter 1, please. See, you can put words in motion. Or people can put them in motion in your life. If you allow it. See, when David was coming, I'm preaching out of the Holy Ghost now. I feel it in my spirit. I'm flowing out of a river. And when David came up to Goliath, notice Goliath cursed David by his gods. But notice David came right back with what thus saith the Lord. You know what that did with that curse? Cut it off. Why? Because no weapon formed against you. Come on now. He's made himself a shield. Hallelujah. He called David names. He called him a what am I, a dog, you little runt that you think you can come here, throw forth a song. See, they might have called you names, but you don't need to answer. Answer with the word of God. Say, yeah, okay, I'm on top, I'm not beneath, and I reverse that curse. Y'all still with me? David said, this day. He didn't say next Tuesday. See, you don't need to stay with a problem more than a day. Woo-wee! That came out of the Holy Ghost. That came out of the Holy Ghost. That came out of the Holy Ghost. You don't need to stay with a problem more than 24 hours. Man, that came out of the Holy Ghost. I told you I'm flowing out of a river now. Boy, that can't, y'all better write that down. Don't let the devil steal that one. You don't have to stay with any problem more than 24 hours. This day shall the Lord deliver you into my hands. I'm going to cut your head off. And I'm going to feed your army to the fowls of the air. You with me?
Yes.
Now let me show you why David could say that. Coming over to 1 Peter, if you will. Now put something right there, 1 James, because I'm going there. I'm still dealing with this word that you can put things in motion. And because you put them in motion, they're trying to come to pass. Come on over to 1 Peter and chapter 4, please. You with me?
Yeah.
I said, are you with me?
Yeah.
Now, where is God? Where is God? He's in me. See, he's in me. Is he the same?
Yeah.
Come on. Yesterday, today, and forever. Well, if he's in me and he's the same, what he did yesterday, he's doing today. But he's doing it through me. So if I want him to move, I got to talk like him. Are you following what I'm saying? Look what it says here, 1 Peter chapter 4. Have you got it? Verse 11. I'm just going to read that verse. If any man what? Speak. Let him speak. Keep going. As the oracles of God. Rick Renner, a Jewish, Greek, he's not Jewish, he's Greek, he knows Jewish, he knows Hebrew, but he's a Greek scholar. Rick said, this interpretation is, if any man speak, let him speak like God. And that's why he said that. He said, hey, wait a second. He said, I'm going to cut your head off. Then I'm going to feed your army to the buzzards. Now, if that ain't talking like God, I don't know what's talking like God. See, he's not saying something he will do. He's saying something inside of him will do. See, God can do that. God can stop a whole army with one man's mouth. Come on, folks. Come on. Do me right now. Are y'all following what I'm saying? I'm saying don't be so quick to try to live out of your own ability. Here's what the scripture says in Psalms chapter 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Come on. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? What is it saying? It's saying that whatever belongs to him, he's sharing it with you. So he's saying he's giving you his ability. So watch this. I'm going to say it, and you don't argue with me until you revelate it. Whatever he can do, I can do. Praise God. You follow what I'm saying? I didn't say I'm El Shaddai. I didn't say I was Adonai. I said he's the king of who? Kings. He's the Lord of who? Lords. He's acting. He wants me to act just like him. The Bible says in Ephesians 5:1, be ye imitators of God as dear children. You got a father, you want to imitate a good father. He's our father. Well, let's imitate him. Well, where is he? In us. Well, why don't we let him show out? Why don't we let him come on out of us? Now, stop looking at the situation and thinking you got to solve it. All you got to do is speak to it. Don't be asking God to move the mountain. He said for you to move the mountain. Oh, praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoyed that teaching. Now, let me tell you, I enjoy teaching on speaking the word only. You know, because this is a key teaching for many Christians to get beyond where they are right now. You see, unless you change your tongue, your speech, you can't change your direction. You've got to say something different. I mean, it's kind of foolish to plant the same seed and expect a different harvest. Words are seeds. If you speak them, you're going to get the harvest off of them. Well, if you don't like what you're receiving, change what you're planting. Praise God. You see, the very finest of God can be yours. And if you'll believe it and just speak it. Now, as a believer, we're under a biblical mandate to say what God says. Now, I don't care how it looks. I don't care what the report you just got. I don't care what just happened and circumstances. We must speak the word only. And when we do, you'll see the impossible done in your life. This is a powerful teaching. Now, the address and phone number, again, are on your screen. You need to get into it right away. You see, because part of our problem has been 1 inch below our nose. It's been our mouth, and we've got to change it. So this teaching gives you a revelation of the words that we speak and the value of those words so that you'll know and understand how to change your speech. I tell you, change your speech, you'll change your life. Well, this is Bill Winston saying that's all we have for this time. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
How should you handle challenges in your relationships, insufficiency in your finances, or even attacks against your health? Your victory is guaranteed when you guard your heart, stay in faith, and speak the word only.
The very finest of God can be yours if you believe and speak it.
In this third installment of the Law of Confession series entitled Speak the Word Only, Dr. Winston provides a roadmap to victory for every situation in your life.
There is nothing in this earth so great or powerful that it cannot be turned around with your tongue.
Order Speak the Word Only today, and Dr. Bill Winston will explain what God does to perform His Word, how to activate God's participation in your circumstances, why there's nothing more powerful than the Word of God, and much, much more.
God promised it. I believe it. I'm going to speak it, and He going to do it.
To order your copy of Speak the Word Only on CD, please send $32. On DVD, please send $60 and simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois 60303. By bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.billwinston.org.
Hello, this is Bill Winston. I want to thank my partners and those who have made contribution and those who have prayed for us, for all that you've done for Bill Winston Ministries. You see, it's through your giving, it's through your loving support that we're able to do all the things that we have done. We came here with $200, my family, and my wife, I tell you. We came here and a dear sister put us up in her home because God just told us to come. And she opened a home to us that God told us to keep us until, you know, we got the ministry started. We started a little storefront church there on the west side of Chicago. Didn't have much at all. But we kept sowing, and kept reaping. Praise God. God kept increasing us more and more. In the book of Job, he said, though your beginning be small, your latter end shall greatly increase. You see, if you're willing and obedient, it says, you'll eat the good of the land. So we were willing and we were obedient, just doing what God said. And look how he grew the ministry and grew it. And next thing you know, we bought a shopping mall, and then we built a new facility, and people are coming from everywhere. And now we've been going to the nations of the earth. We're going out to the different nations. We're going to India, where we have churches there, and people are being born again and saved, and miracles are taking place. We're going into Africa and different in South Africa and different parts of the continent of Africa, just bringing the Word of God. People's lives are being changed, I mean, forever. Also in some of the nations in the Caribbean and also Central America, we're going, and also in Brazil, where not only we're going and preaching the Word, but have brought up a business school, a Christian business school called the Joseph Business School in Brazil and some of the other nations. These are things that are happening. And the reason why they're able to happen is because of your support. It's because of people like you who have said, I believe in the vision that God has given this man of God, and I want to support it. Well, because of that, in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19, the Apostle Paul said this, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You see, it's because you've helped me, I can help other people. And that's the way it's supposed to work. Pretty soon they grow up and they can help other people. And God wants us to take this and the love of God throughout the whole nations of the earth. So I want to say, first of all, thank you, partners. Thank you for being faithful and helping me take the gospel to the nations. I want to appeal to anybody else. If you see that you've been watching our broadcast, you've been enjoying it, perhaps God is hooking us up together. I'm not trying to take you away from your local church. I'm just saying that if God is hooking us up together and ask you to give something to help support this gospel going to the nations, I just ask you to help me. Obey God, and guaranteed, he'll meet all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. This is Bill Winston. I love you. Keep walking by faith.
Help us fulfill the Great Commission by partnering with us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. To become a partner today, simply go online to www.billwinston.org and click on Become a Partner. Your giving to Bill Winston Ministries helps us take the gospel to your local communities and to the nations of the world. When you sow your financial seed today, know that every soul saved, every life transformed, and every family restored is accredited to your account. To become a partner or to sow a financial seed today, go online to www.billwinston.org. You can also write to us at Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, or call us at 1-800-711-9327. Thank you, partners, for helping us transform this world through the love of Jesus Christ.
Today's message is available in its entirety on CD or DVD when you use the product number on your screen by writing to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327, or online at www.billwinston.org. The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.